IVM.
Hi, this is Sanjeev. Welcome to the Rotomouth Podcast. Nishant, you're still here.
Yes.
You haven't gone.
No.
You've decided to stay here now.
I'm enjoying it.
You're enjoying it. Now you told me you're living close by.
Yeah, right next door.
Yeah, you at once told me you never come to live in the West. You changed your...
Yeah, man. You know, the thing is, I have a love-hate relationship with the West.
Okay.
I love it, but I hate to be here. So I'm trying to... This second stint over here probably is going to change that. But as much as I loved living in Santa Cruz East, it's quiet, it's simple, it's nice, the people are sweet, all of that. I couldn't find a bigger place. And I just couldn't because we hunted. I wanted to be there, but it didn't happen. So the place we found was in the West.
Okay.
And we kind of bit the bullet.
Yeah, so Nishant, you know, people who know him know this. Nishant has his love-hate relationship with lots of things, barring cars, of course. Advertising, he goes, he comes back, he goes, he comes back.
Yeah.
Now he's decided never to go back.
Yeah, but advertising is a part of me. It'll always be a part of me.
Yeah, but from the outside.
Yeah, so I found that directing commercials was a nice way to be in advertising without being in advertising.
Right.
So I get to do what I want. Once a writer, always a writer.
Right.
So as a director, I like to... And I get the opportunity a lot of times to, you know, take a script, build on it, develop it with the creative in the agency and take it to a place where I feel I've contributed a little to the film's progress and the film's sort of graph.
Right.
So it gives me the opportunity of contributing not just as a director, bringing the film to life, but also enhancing the script so that it can be taken to another level.
Okay. Fantastic. No, now, you know, Nishant, since you stressed on this point, like you said, one thing I've never understood is Bollywood or everything, we are progressing. I mean, in terms of technique, content is improving.
Right.
Like the West. How come we don't see great car, motorcycle films? What is it? What is lacking? Even in advertising, why is it that we don't see all of this?
See, the thing is that a lot of it that comes out after a long time of a lot of labor on the part of the agency, on the creative agency and the client, arriving at this particular product.
Right.
So I'm sure that and I speak from experience when I say that when the copywriter and the art director, when the creative start writing a particular script, they always start from a particular place of, this is the best film we should make. This is a great idea.
Right.
And then somewhere along the life, somewhere until the launch of the product, the idea gets diluted for no particular, pinpointed reason ke iski galti hai ya uski galti hai.
Right.
But a lot of other factors come into play.
Hmm.
Ke who are we talking to? What is the value of this product? What is the price point?
Hmm.
Now, will this particular script or this particular concept appeal to this guy who falls into this demographic or psychographic? So a lot of times, the best idea that you can think of may get diluted because it's not the right idea for the product eventually.
Okay.
So in the life cycle of the idea of the script, which goes from script stage to film stage, there are a lot of factors that come into play, which either could enhance the film or dilute the film by the time you ultimately see it.
Okay.
So I won't say that there is not great work happening in our country when it comes to film, when it comes to car and bike work. But we are getting there. I think we're doing some really nice work.
Okay.
It's comparable to the West, if not better.
Okay.
But yes, obviously there is scope for doing much, much better
right.
work. You know, so there is like, there are recent campaigns I can think of. I really like the Skoda Kodiaq film.
Okay.
Which, I don't remember which director has done it, but it's a really nice film.
Hmm.
You know, very nicely written, very nicely directed.
Okay.
Then there was a campaign for Bajaj Dominar that's doing the rounds.
Yes.
It's on air right
yeah.
now. It's quite witty. It's directed nicely.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So you can see that the people who have, the collaborators have put in that extra effort to bring it to fruition. You know, script pe mehnat kiya hai, direction pe mehnat kiya hai.
Right.
So that's heartening to see, you know, because it's very easy to take a product and say, "Arey, isko achhi tarah shoot kar do, ho gaya khatam."
Right.
You know, that's the film. But for a car and bike product where it's so important to show the product and, you know, to romance the product, it's heartening to see people actually thinking more and doing more creatively for it. Not just ke usko achhi tarah sikha do, ho gaya film.
So we are evolving.
Yeah, definitely. We are doing some really good work. Yeah.
And of course, Bollywood, when you talk of films and all, it starts and stops with our favorite. Mr. Rohit Shetty. So what do you think? He has made films evolve to another level?
Man, like I was telling you the other day, Elon Musk has nothing on Rohit Shetty.
I agree.
He sent a car into space before Elon Musk did.
Okay.
So let's just acknowledge that and let's clap for him. Mr. Shetty.
If you're listening to this.
If you're listening to this, we love you.
Yeah, we love you. And yeah, we would want to work with him, right?
Absolutely, man. He's a legend. So, I have this. So, listen, everybody likes to bash, you know, so-called purists like to bash the popular work.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like to do that, yeah. Hmm. Everybody loves him. His films sell. People go laugh, enjoy themselves. And what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, I love his films. I love watching them. I love bitching about them. And I cannot deny the fact that his films do very well commercially.
Right.
His producers are happy. He is happy. He gets to make the kind of films he likes to make. I see there's nothing wrong in that. And people entertained, yeah. What is the ultimate goal of cinema? To entertain people.
Absolutely.
He entertains people, yeah. Yeah. And so for that matter, I loved a film called A Death in the Ganj.
Mm.
She entertained people.
Yes.
So cinema has lots of things. It's entertaining cinema, it's thoughtful cinema, it's smart cinema. Cinema is everything. You know, you can't say one is bad and one is good. Yeah. It might be bad or good for you, not for everybody else.
Absolutely. And if you're absolutely right, because what if you go back now in pop culture of the Fast and Furious series, it's meant to entertain you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that is also what the kind of work Rohit Shetty does. If you try to find logic in those films, there's no logic.
Correct. And maybe it's logical to him.
Yeah.
You know, how does it matter as long as it entertains?
Exactly. Yeah. And people, you know, keep on drawing these references. Oh, the French Connection had a great car chase. I say, but that in its time was again Pulp Fiction.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
It was not some artistic cinema that was supposed to move you and all.
You're right. Absolutely right. You know, it's so we have to look at things for what they are.
Exactly.
Not try to make them what we want to make them.
Yeah, exactly. And what do you think is happening now with the present change in the way we are going digital and things are moving? In not just cinema, in like you said, with advertising, with car films getting better, bike films getting better, overall general, we are looking at cars and bikes very differently. You think the whole culture is moving towards a progressive culture? Because all the time you keep on reading, oh, people hate traffic, hate this. I think this is progress. What do you think?
Progress
in the sense that we have got getting better cars, we're getting better bikes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are getting exposure to a lot of stuff internationally that we weren't getting earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But most times when you speak to people, people say because of bad traffic or bad roads or bad things.
Yeah.
Like, of course, this is a debate. There are two sides to every coin.
Yeah.
But according to me, I feel that because all this is coming in,
yeah,
eventually what the West has seen 20 years back, we should start seeing it much quicker.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Like, remember Fight Club, you know,
yes,
everything is falling apart. So, before, it's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Right.
So every city, for that matter, whether it's Paris or it kind of completely fell apart before it was rebuilt.
Right.
Right. So I think that Bombay city has been in a state of falling apart for the longest time.
Right.
For whatever reason, let's not get into it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I really feel that right now, again, for whatever reason, the rebuilding stage is happening.
Right.
Now you can crib about ke metro ban raha hai yaar, ye ban raha hai, road ban raha hai, bantai rahe, but link ban to raha hai.
Right.
You know, my argument is that if someone says, the first we were saying, yeah, we don't have a metro.
Mm.
Now we're saying metro ban raha hai kyunki they want to win the 2019 elections. I mean, it's not fair on, you know, I think we're being too cynical.
Mm.
Ban raha hai na, let them make it here. You know, things are happening.
Mm.
So let's appreciate the things that are happening instead of finding cynicism and saying, why this is happening only because of this.
Mm.
You know, now people say, oh, coastal road ban raha hai, oh, kab banega. Ban raha hai na.
Mm.
You know, so that the sewage sea link is happening. It's happening.
Right.
So let's find a silver lining in the fact that things are moving. Things are happening. Now someone says, "Wo Brimstone Ward project hai, wo kab se 1857 se atka hua hai." To hoga na. I mean,
yeah,
things are happening. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt that they're trying to do things. Things
right
are moving.
Right.
So I'm saying, yes, we are getting the cars that one day our roads will deserve.
Right.
You know, so I'll put it like that.
Right.
We have the cars and we love the cars. We drive them, you know, on state highways and enjoy them. So soon we'll enjoy them in city roads also. It's only a matter of time.
I agree. And on this note, we'll just take a break and we'll be back.
Super.
Okay, we are back. Nishant, what you said before we went on the break, I completely agree. Because see, there was a time, and you and me, when we started driving, for example, there was nothing like a power steering.
Yeah.
There were cars which had nothing in them.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we still enjoyed it. So for us, when I today get into a Mercedes, a BMW, any of these modern day cars,
yeah,
all the mod, you see so much more coming into it, luxury, technology. So I am thankful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we are not being thankful. Today I've seen it that people have got so cynical that they're trying to find fault in all the stuff that comes to us.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I remember when, you know, when as a child my father would think of buying a car, he would say ke ek hi cheez honi chahiye, usme air condition hona chahiye.
Right.
That's it. So that was his list of demands. So, and as long as the car had air conditioning, I'm not even saying power steering, that came in much later. As long as the car had air conditioning, he was happy with it.
Hmm.
And he was, I remember that when he would get into the driver's seat and switch on the air conditioning, and that's what all he wanted. And he had it.
Right.
And he would be so happy.
Right.
Now, we have so many frills and the kitchen sink in the car.
Right.
And we say, yaar, isme wo nahi hai.
Exactly.
Oh, kya chahiye, baba? You know, everything is there.
Right.
So, I think it's a matter of appreciating what all is going inside the car.
Hmm.
We might not even need, like, why do you need traction control in a city like us?
You don't need it.
It beats me. But the other day, one guy was saying, oh, you know, I got this car, it doesn't have traction control. Kya karega baba, traction control leke karke? You know, so I think you have to draw the line where the things you need in a car and the things that are there just for frills.
Yeah.
And right now we have cars that have lots of frills, and we have basic cars, and I think it's time we appreciated everything. Because everything is there for a reason, right?
Yes.
So, if you need that reason, great. If you don't need it, just, you know, bypass it. Nahi hai, baba, you don't need it.
Exactly. And just live with it, kind of thing. Your life is... Yeah, because this is becoming too much of like a cynical...
Because there's no end to the kinds, the frills you want in your car. Like, yeah. I was thinking the other day that my Fiat Adventure, which is now 12 years old.
Right.
I bought it in 2007, used from a guy in Pune who bought it in 2006. Though the Fiat Adventure has every creature feature I would need it to have.
Right.
It has a power steering, it has air conditioners, it has power windows, it has power everything. And that's enough. Now, I don't want that car, which is like to me an iconic car. It's my perfect car. I cannot be sore about it not having some traction control or not having rain sensing wipers or not having some falana feature that I really don't need.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a switch of the button to switch on the wiper, you know. So I think it's a matter of not being so, I won't say lazy, but so demanding from a car that you kind of start finding faults in it when you can easily look at the beauty of the car.
Mm-hmm.
This is a machine that is built for to serve every purpose of yours.
Right.
Every demand, every want, every frill. So I think, and it's a matter of energies. Yeah. You love the car for what it is, and it'll love you back. It's as simple as that.
Completely. And I completely, on taking on to this, because since you are in this industry, one thing I want to ask you is right now, because drones have become so popular, and every time you see any car or bike film nowadays on YouTube, everything, especially in India, everyone is going crazy with drones.
Yeah.
My point is, I think drones are great. They add another dimension. You will add to that.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, it also has to be the content you bring to the table.
Right.
What do you think? Don't you think this is now becoming a little crazy that every time you see something, the drone overtakes every content that comes in? Why is this?
Yeah. Well, you know, I like drone shots. Drone shots look nice.
Yes.
The scale that you get from a drone shot is... So I would put it this way. These are filmmaking trends that happen.
Okay.
So I remember a filmmaking trend called the Dutch head.
Oh, okay.
So a Dutch head was when the camera would sort of be fluid enough to travel 180 degrees while you're shooting.
Okay.
So it became such a popular trend way back when I was learning to be a filmmaker in 98, 99.
Right.
When everybody started using Dutch head in even conversations. So for example, if a man is sitting there talking with his wife, he's talking to you and we're capturing it in a Dutch head.
Okay.
Now you don't need that movement for that particular shot.
Right.
But what happened was the trend became so popular that every director wanted to use that trend.
Okay.
So I think it's about shooting what is required in a way it's required.
Right.
Rather than trying to force a technique onto it where the craft becomes bigger than the art.
Right.
So now using the drone has become like that. Like, you know, in car and bike commercials where you need to romance the car.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
You use the drone. It looks nice. There's scale. There's a lovely shot, you know, where... if there's a lovely shot of just one bike traveling around in the desert or something, it looks nice.
Yeah.
But a drone shot doesn't make sense in a shadi. You know, for example, if there's a wedding happening, what's a drone doing there, man? You know, so again, it's craft trying to overpower art, which is, I mean, it's a trend, I guess. It'll last as long as it lasts, then something else will come in.
Yeah, it's like saying typically with cars or anything, it's like you could put a person in the most basic car. If he's a phenomenal driver, he's a great driver.
Exactly,
He'll make do with the basics. So that's the same thing. This is the craft that overtake.
Correct.
No, but I mean, one thing I definitely also adding to the earlier conversation we're having, I feel, you know, when we make fun of people like Rohit Shetty and all, our favorite subject, one thing I realize is that through him, at least people living in the villages get to see cars flying and jumping.
Yes. Yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
Wow, we get to see all this. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
if earlier, we never saw all this.
Yeah, correct.
So, petrol. Yeah. He's our version of Fast and Furious.
Absolutely. You know, see, a lot of people give a lot of credit to directors for having a vision. Yeah. So vision is the most bastardized word in creativity. Everybody has a vision. So that vision can be populist also. It's wrong to say that a director only has vision if he's one brooding, intense type whose films make you cry. It's not that. Rohit Shetty has a vision.
Right.
His films clearly have a vision.
Yeah.
That vision is to entertain you.
Absolutely.
You know, now we keep coming back to this and we keep coming back to not wanting to bash him. Because, see, he's a much hated director.
Yes.
Like, if you see his reviews, everybody will say, don't even go to it, leave your brains behind. But then what's wrong with it?
Yeah.
His vision is to entertain his audience. I remember when I saw that shot of Ajay Devgan Fool or Kate is legendary.
Legendary.
Man, when he reprised it later in one of Rohit Shetty's films.
Yeah, one of the Gold Ball
films. Yeah, exactly. In Singham, I was saying.
Singham,
where he's wearing that banyan.
Yeah, yeah.
And that car is behind him. That you have to have a vision to arrive at that shot.
Yes, yes.
You cannot deny the fact that this director has a vision.
Right.
Now, his vision is popular, it's populist, it's to entertain people, and you have to give him that.
Right.
Like I said, a vision is not always negative and brooding and changing the world. He's not wanting to change the world.
Yeah.
He's wanting to entertain the world.
Right.
And that's great. You know, you need people like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I was telling someone, when I'd earlier spoken about French Connection, you remember in the original Dawn, there's that sequence when the original Dawn, just before he dies,
yeah,
there's a whole sequence where that car chase is there.
Yes.
That car chase in its time is legendary.
Yeah, yeah, it's phenomenal. To
I don't
do
know,
that. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. And we in India will never want to talk about that. Because then we'll say camera was not good.
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, a few friends of mine were home last night and we were talking about just this, the old Dawn versus the new Dawn.
Right.
And we were talking about, oh, you know, the old Dawn had so much character and the new Dawn, there was Shah Rukh Khan, he was trying to be Amitabh Bachchan, whatever. But, you know, what we concluded was, let's appreciate both those for what they are.
Absolutely.
Now, no one can doubt the fact that the original Dawn was an iconic film.
Right.
It was simply iconic. The fact that there was this guy who's playing a negative character and a positive character in the same film. It was brilliant. It was mind-blowing for the time. Technically, the storytelling, everything was brilliant. Now, someone has decided to reboot it and make a contemporary version of it, he will definitely put his take on it.
Right.
He's not going to just remake the whole thing. Then why bother?
Yeah.
You know. So he's casted Shah Rukh Khan, who brings his intensity to it.
He's
bring his popular vote to it. He's casted, spoiler alert, there is a twist in the tail in the end.
Yeah.
So when he's done all those things, he's entitled to it, right?
Right.
Otherwise, if he just wants to reboot the franchise, then what is the point? Then why make it?
Exactly.
Because anyway, there will be parallels to the original.
Right.
So here he is. He's decided to make his version of Dawn.
Right.
With his choice of character.
Yeah.
And again, it's an opinion. Whether you like it or not, whether you compare it to the original, you like the original better, is your opinion. You're entitled to it. But we cannot slam it and say that was better.
Right.
Now, that was better for you.
Hmm.
Someone else could find this better. And so be it. It's okay. You know. So I personally like both Dons.
Hmm.
I love the Bachchan Don. I mean, Mr. Bachchan is phenomenal in it.
Yes.
And so is Shah Rukh in Don 2. We can talk for ages about whether the end makes sense or not. But both of them were great films.
Absolutely.
In hindsight.
Yeah. So, you know, like I keep on saying this and I'm sure you and me will do this because nobody else is going to do it. So I'm putting the onus on ourselves. If we are to make an Indianized version of Gone in 60 Seconds, I think you and me will have to sit and do it because I don't see anybody doing that.
Yeah, you know, Gone in 60 Seconds is that kind of film which is like a like Mr. Ghai says that someday people will understand the film.
Yes.
You know, so someday people will understand what that film is. It's not a Fast and the Furious.
No, it's not.
It's not an Enemy of the State. It's not. It didn't become an iconic film.
No.
But it's a great film.
Yes.
You know, so someday when Mr. Rohit Shetty decides to remake that film, I'll be going for it
you and me are making that.
Let's do Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Yeah. Because one thing on that is that nobody gets, and I'm sure you got it, Nicolas Cage plays one of the weakest characters.
Yes. Yes.
The protagonist is the weakest link in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and to show a flawed man doing what he does
is
testimony to the thinking of the time.
Correct, correct. Yeah, and it was okay to do it.
Yeah.
It was okay to for the protagonist to be a weak character.
Yes.
You know, and yet the film is so entertaining. So maybe we can get Nicolas Cage only to act in the Hindi remake. Yeah,
if Pierce Brosnan can come and do ads.
Absolutely, man. He's not doing much.
Yeah, he's not doing much. Definitely. So Nishan, this has been absolutely phenomenal having you over two episodes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
So you'll come back again?
Absolutely.
and you'll absolutely do all this crazy stuff.
Yes,
na?
Yes, bilkul,
and
bilkul.
Regale us with more stories of what new cars you buy.
I'd love to be. I'd love to.
So before we let you go, do you want to give us your social media handles so that people can get in touch with you?
So, like I said, I'm a completely Twitter illiterate.
Haan, before
so,
you go, I wanted to tell you that you have started a company. You can give handles of that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, a film production house called Footloose Films.
Okay.
It's a bunch of us. My producer, Kedar Barve, and another director, we have Surya Balakrishnan.
Okay.
Three of us have started a production house. We are on Footloose Films on Facebook.
Nice name.
Yeah. I'm not sure we're on Twitter yet.
Okay.
I'm not on Twitter.
Okay.
If you see a Twitter account, it's fake.
Okay.
In my name.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand how Twitter works.
Okay.
But yeah, so Footloose Films on Facebook. Look us up.
So that is the handle to follow. Yeah. So guys, this has been fun. And we shall see you with another episode of Rotomote Podcast. This is Sanjeev signing off.
There she stands. A podcast addict. Outside the bank, having travelled several miles to get in with other poor souls like her. The journey, though daunting for this youngling, will have some comfort because she has downloaded her favourite podcast. You can see more of her species on ivmpodcasts.com, your one-stop destination where you can check out the coolest Indian podcasts. Happy listening.